This presidential election, all eyes are on battleground states like North Carolina and places like Robeson County, just south of Fayetteville. The county is home to the Lumbee tribe, the largest non-federally recognized tribe east of the Mississippi. It's one of the most diverse rural areas, and after consistently voting Democrat in 2016, the county went red in favor of now President Donald Trump. It's why Lumbee Tribal Chair Harvey Godwin Jr. calls it a swing tribe and an important factor in this election. Chairman Godwin joins us now, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Tanya. It's good to be with you today.
And Chairman Godwin, as I noted, the county went for President Trump in 2016, but this year you say that many in the Lumbee tribe are undecided and could actually swing the county. You've said being a swing tribe is actually good for Indian country. What do you mean by that?
The Lumbee tribe, good or bad, enjoys the same challenges as other tribes across the nation, like access to broadband, health care, education, violence against women, affordable housing, economic development. So we're all facing the same issues. But also paying attention to the Lumbee tribe as we get national exposure because of our ability to swing either way. It brings a greater focus on the issues for all Indian country, and especially other state-recognized tribes across the nation and here, right here in North Carolina, who don't get much focus. But it brings, I think, focus to us all, and which is a positive thing. And I'm hoping that it would inspire other tribes to become more involved in the political process. And the bottom line is our native voices matter most when we are active in the nation's form of government.
And Harvey, I want to talk to you a little bit more about that, participating in the political process. But I also want to talk to you about those issues that are important. So this year, the election is being seen really as a referendum on how well President Trump has handled the pandemic. What is the sentiment from tribal members on this issue in particular, on how the pandemic has been handled?
Well, the way the tribe would look at that, and we do have tribal members who are supporters of President Trump. Let's be clear about that. So, but what the tribe has done itself, from HUD and through NAHASDA, we were able to get $4.5 million in CARES Act funding. And what the tribe did itself was we've administered 4,500 tests ourselves. We set up testing sites across our rural areas. As a tribe, we came together and as a tribal government, and we were able to do these things for our people. And I think that's unique about the Lumbee people is that we had to create our own way of helping our people.
You mentioned the significant number of tribal members who are supporters of President Trump or are leaning towards voting for President Trump. What is appealing about his platform and message?
Well, as you probably know, we're in a Bible Belt and we have people that are devout Christians and they believe in some of the things. And I wouldn't say particularly about President Trump, but just conservatism about owning guns, of not the government not telling them what to do, and just conservative values that are out there, not necessarily because of President Trump.
Based on what you know, how is Biden viewed? I mean, he's more moderate than some of the more progressive wings of the Democratic Party. Does that appeal at all to Lumbee members?
When I'm talking about conservatism and how our people may vote on the other side of it, I'm not hearing much because there hasn't been, like, President Trump's been to North Carolina three times in the last, week and a half or something like that, coming more times. And I don't think Vice President Biden has made on the ground here yet. But when he does, we'll get more feel for it. But right now, I can't really say.
So as we know, Harvey, this election year is also defined by the summer of protests against police brutality and for Black lives. And the Lumbee tribe is known for being a diverse mix of people who have both Black and Indigenous backgrounds. But how is the community responding to the increased call for racial justice?
Our people have, we live in a tri-racial community now. I mean, it's African-American, Caucasian, American Indian, and now Latino. So We lived through the Jim Crow segregated years as well, when there were just Indian schools, black schools, white schools. So we've lived through all that. Our people have come through that time. And we've welcomed others into our community. But in addition to periods of struggle and racial unrest, my people have worked with our African-American neighbors and friends to remove unjust barriers in our communities. Even in 1958, Lumbee people went to the Battle of Hayes Palm, which is nearby Maxon, North Carolina, where we drove out the Ku Klux Klan. We've always worked together for the greater good of each other, not just African-American and American Indian, but other groups as well.
You're very passionate about getting people active in the political process, getting folks to vote. To have influence in November, the Lumbee people need to turn out. Mail-in voting has been historically low. What efforts is the Lumbee taking to get people registered and able to vote in 2020?
I guess one of my biggest concerns is the valid fears associated with COVID will impact especially the elders of our tribes. And I'm hopeful that our tribal members will take advantage of the alternate ways to make their voices heard by using early voting options, which have been established by our local and state voting officials. And I really encourage them to do so.
That's Lumbee Tribal Chairman Harvey Godwin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.